Dead account appeared on Twitter, now X, and started posting the names of all the Canadian war fallen soldiers. There have been more than 119,000 posts by the account over the past 14 years, and today it will share its final one. Hourly, this account has shared the names of those who lost their lives fighting for Canada's freedom. This is a monumental moment for my next guest, parliamentary journalist Glenn McGregor, now with City News, but was with the Ottawa Citizen when he started this account. Glenn, welcome to the Evan Bray Show.
Thanks, Tamara. Glad to be here.
How are you feeling today with this coming to an end?
Yeah, it's a little strange. I mean, when we launched the project back in November of 2011, we knew how long it would take. We could do the basic math. We had, you know, almost 120,000 names. You divide it by 24 names tweeted a day, one every hour, got us to around this point. It wasn't exactly certain what how long it was going to take, because there's a few technical hiccups in there. But I knew it was going to be a long undertaking, 14-year undertaking. I didn't even anticipate back then that the thing would still be running. I didn't even know if Twitter, where we launched it, was going to be still viable, or if it had been replaced by something else. But yeah, here we are today, and it's going to, you know, the last one is going to be at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to see the last tweet from this account. It'll exhaust the full list of names of Canadian military dead, not necessarily war dead. The vast majority of them are people who were killed in the First and Second World Wars, but there are others who were died in peacetime, some by in accidents, training accidents. Others just died while they were in uniform. They died of natural causes. Each one, though, you know, heroic in their own ways. You know, we tend to think of people who died serving our country, sort of, you know, crashing the beach in Normandy, on D-Day, or, you know, the trenches of the Somme in the First World War. And yeah, they are mostly those, but there are other ones too who died in much more sort of the prosaic ways and casual ways that you wouldn't necessarily think of being wartime deaths. But mm-hmm. No, anybody puts on a uniform and dies in uniform, they're in the database.
Yeah. And just to give people an idea of what these tweets look like. So 41 tweets, X's, whatever we call them now. 41 minutes ago, the account put out Able Seaman Lawrence Chabot, Canadian Merchant Navy, April 3rd, 1941. An hour ago, it was Private Arthur James Trow, Canadian Infantry, Saskatchewan Regiment, March 12, 1918, age 37. 2 hours ago, Private Francis West, Argyle and Sutherland Highlanders of Canada, Princess Louise's, August 1st, 1944. And on it goes. So many times. Glenn, bring me back to November 2011. Why did you start this project?
Yeah, I was looking for new ways to kind of use social media. Back then, it was Facebook and Twitter. I was really excited about Twitter. I thought it was a great way for journalists to communicate with readers and expand their reach. I mean, basically, you could say, we're going to give a reporter a device the size of a pack of cards, deck of cards, and he or she can go anywhere in the world and send out a message to almost an infinite number of readers about what they're seeing, what they're reporting at that time. And then we had the Remembrance Day holiday was coming up, and I thought, well, maybe we can take this data that the Department of Veterans Affairs keeps and kind of fuse it with Twitter to create this thing. And it worked. I knew how to kind of write the programming code behind it. It wasn't really all that complicated. But we added a kind of a quirk to it. Rather than just going through the entire list either chronologically or alphabetically, we decided it was going to randomize it. So it was going to pick one name every hour completely at random to tweet. So I didn't know, you know, which name was being tweeted. And those names you just read, I wasn't even sure that they had been tweeted today. Because the computer just picks those names. And what we decided to do for the first year when we launched it is the name that the computer randomly selected at 11:11 a.m. on November 11th, on Remembrance Day, the citizen would write a full profile of that person, try and dig up as much information as we could about them. And then that evening, we would publish that in the newspaper. So it was required a very quick turnaround. We ended up crowdsourcing this, getting lots of people involved who had access to military records. The first year, it was the name of a guy named Chancey Simpson, who was in the Canadian Forces, but died of stomach cancer. Actually never saw combat in the Second World War. The ones that followed, and we decided to keep the project going every year on November 11th, the citizen would do this, we are the dead profile. And it gave kind of like, you know, in the 14 years that have been done, a real range of different people in different branches of the service dying in different circumstances. The majority of them died in the First World War, of course, because that's where most of Canada's war dead come from. Some of the stories were like Chancey Simpson's, not like real kind of combat mm-hmm. type deaths, but most of them were, and they were compelling, and really kind of like by doing these profiles, digging in to see who the people were behind the names, give you an idea of the kind of people who signed up. And the vast majority of them, I mean, this is something I found, especially with the First World War ones, these are people who volunteered. I mean, they signed up. We don't, you know, we've got to remember, we've had conscription armies in this country in the past, but a lot of people signed up to fight and ultimately lost their lives voluntarily because they believed it was the right thing to do. And that was really informative to me. And just kind of like digging into the history of each one of these people, and you can kind of imagine the situations they were in. Maybe it's in a trench, you know, in Arras in France or in Belgium in the First World War. And you can kind of, from the records we were able to uncover through this research, the Veterans Affairs keeps enormous amounts of records. The Library and Archives Canada also has incredible detailed records. So you can get sort of descriptions of what each unit that person was in was doing the day that they were killed. And they're amazing portraits of sort of just the everyday bravery of people who fought to defend our country.
Glenn McGregor, we've just got 1 minute left, but are you going to be watching the account at 4 p.m. Eastern time, 2 o'clock in Saskatchewan when the final name is posted?
Yeah, I will be watching that very closely. I don't know which name it is going to be. I know there's only, I think, about four of them left in the database that haven't already been posted on social media. So, but I haven't checked to see which name it's going to be. It'll be a surprise to me. And I'll be very interested to hear that person, man or woman, how they lost their lives defending our country. And I encourage everybody to follow it. We may actually revive the project at some point in the future. May bring it back and start the whole call over again. That's still kind of up in the air.
I love that. Glenn McGregor, City News, Ottawa Bureau, journalist, creator of the We Are the Dead account on what is now X. Follow it and read those names and think about the fact that, as Glenn said, they signed up. These are people that signed up, whether they met combat or not. They signed up to defend their country and bring us freedom. And for that, we are grateful. Thank you, Glenn. More coming up on the other side of the news. Tamara Cherry here for Evan Bray on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.